Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your fair couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, August the 24th, 2015.
And this is episode 183.
That sounded weird. August 24th. It just sounded weird.
August 24th. Yeah, so welcome to the episode of the Valentine Cast.
We made it.
Two weeks, and
we haven't given up yet. Still here.
So we haven't given up yet?
I haven't given up yet.
You think it's around the corner?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I just feel like we don't have as much to talk about. Life's pretty boring.
Yeah, well, life is pretty boring with the girls.
I wouldn't say boring. It's routine. It's routine more than boring.
Right. So. I can understand that. It is. I mean, it is about a routine. Some people will say that it's boring, but I mean, it all depends.
Some people might, I suppose.
It all depends on your perspective in life and to what is boring to you. But yeah, I mean, boom, episode 183. We've been doing this for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Quite a while. But yeah, we want to just say what's up to everyone in the Valentavern today.
Hey, Valentavern.
So who do we have with us today?
We have Diddy, Udella, Punk Gopher, JK Grandma.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Punk Gopher's right. Life as a grown-up equals routine. Do you know what, though? I think life as a working grown-up or life as a grown-up that can't take vacations on a whim.
But Renee.
And?
Renee. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
What's the last thing you bought from Toys R Us?
The last thing I bought from Toys R Us was the Pokemon X and Y Player's Guide.
And that was when?
That was, we were here, right? So we were in the house. So it's when we got our 3DSs and Pokemon. So Pokemon came out like November 2 years ago. So it was about 2 years ago.
Something tells me you're not a Toys R Us kid if you haven't bought anything in the last couple years.
You know, I really couldn't be a Toys R Us kid until I was a grown up. Because one, we didn't have a Toys R Us close to us. And by close,
the life of a small town.
And by close, I meant there was one in Winston, which was 30 minutes away. But that's far away for a small town, which was kind of odd. But, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because now I think about it, like when we drive places here in Louisville, I mean, it takes 20 minutes to get to work.
Yeah.
And everything. It's kind of like.
Anything over 30 minutes is too long for me.
For you?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm used to getting everywhere within 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. It's usually, for me, it's probably more like, you know what? I don't think it's the actual time. I think it's when we get outside of the city and it's just like, I can't see the city. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no lights or anything like that.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's what it...
That makes a difference to you?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like, once we...
Funny how people are so different.
Once we get in, like, the Shepherdsville, mm-hmm. I'm kind of like... After we pass Shepherdsville, I'm
kind of
like... Well,
that's because that's far.
Well,
Shepherdsville's, like, 45 minutes away.
Yeah. I think
craziness.
That right there is probably... Okay, so 45 minutes must be my time. Because...
Oh, no. If it's 45 minutes away, I'm not going.
Right. It depends. It really depends for me, so...
I'm not going.
But yeah, thanks for being here. We just been having a great time since the last time we talked to you all. Let's go ahead and, if you want to, babe, you want to jump into the weekend, our wrap up?
Let's do it.
Weekend wrap up! Boom! That's how you people say it, right?
So we went to Atlanta. Why did we go to Atlanta, Jay?
So we went to Atlanta so that we can move our oldest, my oldest, Brianna Valentine, into her dorm. So she moved in on the 19th. That was fun and exciting. And today was her first day as a college student with an actual class. And I asked her, I said, how was your first day of college? And I forgot to share this with you, Renee. And she said, wonderful. Wonderful.
So it was wonderful. So, yeah, I love how succinct the kids are. Wonderful. But, yeah, so one kid off to college.
I know. Four more to go. Yeah. Four to go.
But I'm really proud of her.
I am too.
She's come so far, and
she's worked hard.
Yeah, she's worked really hard. I think she's gonna do great things.
Yeah, she was like, you know, I think I was talking to her. She's like, it's kind of weird because this is like what she's been working up to and for and everything else. Well, you know,
she just needs to set another goal. You know, where she wants to go.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, college is so much less rigid. She could do so many other things in college and everything. So, if I could do college over, I would have gotten more involved in other things besides just academic stuff. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. So congratulations to her and to you. It was cool. I got to see August, my nephew, and it was cool spending time with my sister and my brother-in-law, and we babysat August.
Oh, but before that.
What?
We went to an all-you-can-eat tapas restaurant.
Yeah, we did. It was all-you-can-eat tapas. It's called Luna Loca.
Loca Luna. Or more than likely, Renee is probably
No. I think you're right.
Yes,
Luna Loca.
Right. So, it was a great time. So we got to babysit August.
Yeah. Well. As far as the tapas restaurant, how did you like the unlimited tapas?
I mean, it was the quality was. I feel like I'm being such a snob. The quality of it was unlimited quality.
You thought it was just meh.
Well, I don't think it was meh. It was delicious.
That is unlimited quality.
Yeah, not necessarily.
I'm thinking Golden Corral.
I mean, Golden Corral's not meh.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. So, because we've had tapas before. We had tapas here in Louisville, and we had tapas in Atlanta at one of the other places. Compared to those other two.
Where do we have tapas here?
At the Margaritas, babe. At Havana Rumba. The tapas bar they had in there.
Mm.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
And that dude made them bomb-ass margaritas.
I missed this. Man, I think about going to Havana Rumba anyway.
Yeah. So, so what did you think of the tapas?
I thought it was good. There were a few things that didn't come out like I thought they would, but that's okay because it was unlimited. I ate everything anyway. I felt a little, I felt a little greedy. I was like, yeah, give me this, and this. Yeah, I'll take some more of this, and this. I ordered so many tapas. I felt all judged. But overall it was fine. I thought it was good. Would you go again, or would you want to go to the moon place, the other place, something? Moon.
I mean, I'll go again.
Harvest Moon. August,
I mean, it was
moon,
like it was like $18.
Yeah.
Would you
spend $18 a person if you went to the other place?
I probably spend more than that. So I mean, so this place gets off because it's $18 a person. I mean, it's not bad. I wish that they did turn the lights up. You know what I'm saying? because it was just a little bit too dark.
Maybe we'll try the other tapas place next time.
Just
to compare.
That's more.
Maybe it's in your head.
Yeah.
But I did get to babysit my nephew August because my sister and her brother-in-law went to see Motown the Musical. And after babysitting an infant, I can tell you I do not want another. If I say it, slap me. He's a good baby. They're just so needy at that stage.
They can't self-play. And then, you know what's so funny is that we had two, and they were needy.
Yeah.
You know.
And my sister said this is her favorite stage of his. Well, yeah, that's because you haven't gone on to the next one yet. And it's like, when they can sit up by themselves, game changer. When they can roll over and self-play, that's when you get a second to breathe. You don't have to, like, be their entertainment. So, but it was fun. It was fun spending time, so I enjoyed it. So.
Oh, yeah.
And we also took the girls to the park in Atlanta twice. And in here.
Yeah.
Twice. Yeah, but I'm really going to try to take them to the park more. They enjoy the swings a lot. So it'd be cool if I can go at least once a week. I think that'd be nice. It's hard sometimes on the weekend, but go at least once a week, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But they love walking in their little shoes that Barb got them.
Making way.
Thank you for their Robies.
Thank you so much.
And they look super cute.
Robies or Rubies?
They're Robies.
Robies.
So thank you, Bacon Way, for the Robies.
Thank you so much.
Dragon Con's upcoming. Just wanted to tell you all, Dragon Con is the first weekend, first Labor Day, first weekend in September, which is Labor Day weekend, and it is in 2 weeks.
Labor Day is in 2 weeks. Yep.
So a heads up, we don't know if we're going to have a show that Monday. I say we could do it. Jay says we'll see. Jay's more of a we'll see kind of guy.
So at the earliest, if we leave out at the same time we left out last time, the earliest we will be home will be 4:00.
Okay.
That's the earliest.
Okay. We don't start podcast till 8:30.
Right.
So that works out.
So it'll be 4:00, unpacking, driving all the way, and it depends if we stop in. Depends where we eat breakfast, you know.
Right.
And it depends if we run into traffic in Chattanooga.
Right.
So I think that's a gotcha as well.
J.K. Grammer said that when you say tapas, it sounds like topless.
I know he said that.
Because you're contrary.
I know. I actually found that very odd that he said I was country.
Oh, why? Why do you find that odd?
It's just very odd.
I've said it to you many a time.
Well, he's in Texas, so he's not a city boy.
Country's different from Texas.
I'm from Texas. Texan. I'm from Texas, y'all.
Being a Texan, I think it's a little different.
I work at the university in the print part.
He says he's country too, so both y'all are country. Congratulations. Are you excited about Dragon Con?
Yeah, I'm excited about Dragon Con. I'm going to do my Texas accent for the rest of the show.
Well, guys, show's over because I can't deal. So, bye, y'all.
All right, so if you had a choice, would you take Texas J or UK J?
Oh, my gosh. Why do you make me choose? They're both terrible.
This party.
Okay, Texas J. That was it. Texas J. That just sealed the deal. I can't. Your UKJ.
The UKJ. Sorry. We're supposed to say the UK.
You can't just say UK?
No.
Why? What's
According
the difference?
According to Ivan Ghost, James, the UK is the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be the UK, not just UK, because it's the United Kingdom. You don't say United Kingdom.
F you, Ivan Ghost. UK. You can't tell me what to do.
Hey, that's just part of tea.
No,
the people asked what.
No, they no. That was the stream is lagging. They asked that before you did it, and then you did it.
No, they said let's hear UK again.
Just hear it again, as in from the previous podcast. Not again as in second time today.
Okay.
We don't need to hear it anymore. I think you need to murder
Bullocks.
EJ.
Okay. Bollocks. Ah. Anyway.
Your UK accent is... I don't even know if you can call it a UK accent. I don't know what
the UK, Renee. You cannot...
I can do what I want.
Renee, you cannot...
Send your hate mail to reneecvalentine@gmail.com.
Renee CJ... What? Okay. Why is there a class action lawsuit against some... Oh, I'm in a class action lawsuit, apparently.
Who, you?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know how much money I'm going to get.
For what? Probably like $2.
It's JP Chase.
Oh.
Oh, did everyone... Well... Oh.
I was getting ready to ask you something about DragonCon.
Oh, what's up?
So, as far as DragonCon, we were debating on how to transport the heathens.
Yeah, so we're trying to figure out how we're going to carry our kids around.
So, one issue with baby wearing, it's going to be hot.
Right.
Keep that in mind. Also, with baby wearing, we're not going to be carrying them around a lot.
Well, here's the kicker. It's going to be hot, regardless. It's hot every day.
It's going to be hotter baby wearing.
Eh, you know, your body acclimate. I mean, I'm going to be sweating all over
Second,
the place.
We really aren't going to be going, like walking around a lot.
Okay.
We might.
Okay.
But we might not.
Okay.
Well, we are going to Artist Alley, right? To see You know what? I don't even know O is going to be there.
So,
I'm assuming he's going to be there.
We need to find out if O is going to be there. One. Two. We may have to come back for Artist Alley because from the blogs I read, it was like, don't even try to go to the vendor area or Artist Alley with a stroller. And you remember how it was when it was just us walking through.
Yeah, well, if we baby wear, would you go?
If we were baby wearing, yeah, sure. I would.
I have to practice baby wearing. I have to do the Superman hold.
Yeah.
I have to, like, grab their hands, put them on my back, bending over.
Well, no, I mean, I'll be there to spot you.
Yeah, I know.
At that point, we'll be spotting one another.
But we have to practice.
Okay.
So maybe
I wonder if I could,
Thursday.
So in the Maytai, can I hip carry in that?
I don't think so.
I've been thinking about trying to find a carrier to buy. So I wonder for
The backpack style ones.
Yeah, I wonder if Bajoran with, you know, the crotch danglers, if it's just like tip for a little bit. I don't know. We had
anyway.
To
so Dragon's Con's coming up, and we're not cosplaying because, you know, no planning. Maybe next year or the next time we go to Dragon Con. I've been thinking about rotating vacations. I know I haven't brought this up to you, but.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know if we're going to Dragon Con next year or not. But, so, you know, we haven't talked about, I don't want to put a frozen boot igloo thing down my pants, JK. That's a terrible idea. the twins, we really haven't talked about what they're doing lately. They're walking, kind of,
mm-hmm.
Falling and walking. They love books. Most of the time, it's just to grab them and turn the pages. You know, I try to read, but Maya's like, nope, give it here. I just want to grab it. But, you know, they're eating sporadically. I tell you what it's like to feed a toddler. You make food, you dump it in the trash, and rinse and repeat. That's basically what it's like to feed a toddler. You're welcome. But, you know, I think they have our hearts. They're pretty, they're super fun, and they make me laugh, and I'm sad when it's bedtime, and I'm happy to see them in the morning, so. And they're letting us sleep till at least 6. Yay, good on you, girls. I mean, Maya's sleeping 2 hours later than she normally does, so I am not upset, so. So yeah, so that's pretty much all that we've been up to. Yeah.
Yep. So, I was just drawing a blank. Oh, because I was filling out some notes.
You being focused.
Yeah. So, did we talk about the twins? What they've been up to?
just did.
I thought we were talking about DragonCon. I totally spaced out.
I just had a full-on update on what the twins were doing. A full-on update.
And you talked about them walking and stuff?
Yes.
Good Lord. Okay.
And you even said, uh-huh.
Man, is that what it feels like? That is crazy.
Yeah, I talked about them liking books, and that's I like, talked about
so that reminds me of, and I apologize to you, and I apologize to you guys listening.
That is hilarious.
I think I was asleep. I felt like that time I was driving back home in the middle of the night from college. And I don't remember, like, the last 30 minutes.
See, so when you say that I don't say something, I can say, babe, remember that time on the podcast when I had a full-on conversation and you don't remember?
I'll remember this because
Now I can come back at you and be like, you aren't always right. Because I have a terrible time remembering what I said. But now, Jay.
I'm not always right, for one. Let's get that right. Okay? Let's get that right. So, anyway, let's go ahead. That was a little embarrassing. Let's go ahead and move to some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
Good gosh, I can't believe I did that. I'm still kind of tripping a little bit, but anyway.
We've seen two movies in 2 weeks. That is amazing for
we
us.
We did. So the first movie we saw, we went out on a couple's date with no kids.
That was pretty cool.
Pretty cool. We went to go see Trainwreck with Amy Schumer.
Uh-huh. And what's his face?
John Cena.
Well, yeah, but he's not the main dude.
Oh, you're talking about his name is...
I keep wanting to say Ed Begley, but it's definitely not
Ed Begley. Bill Hader?
Bill Hader.
Who looks like...
I know that Ed Begley is nothing close to Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, who looks like... Who looks like... who does he look like?
Doesn't look anybody in particular.
Oh, Jim Carrey.
No.
Yeah, he does.
No.
He got the Jim Carrey eyebrows.
No.
Okay, anyway.
Sorry.
So.
Sorry.
So,
true.
I'm trying to think of other movies that Bill Hader has been in where I may have seen it.
I haven't really seen Bill Hader in it.
Because I've heard people say, oh, I love Bill Hader so much.
I'll tell you who I've heard Scott say that.
Scott Johnson?
Yes.
Well, what's Scott Johnson?
He played Knocked Up. Have you seen Knocked Up?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Seen Knocked Up.
I did see Knocked
Up. Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express.
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, he was in Tropic Thunder?
Yeah. He was the voice of Flint Lockwood in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Okay, okay.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World. They had a Freaknik the Musical.
So,
that's fun.
So, but yeah, Amy Schumer was in there, and
yeah. So, so Trainwreck was good. It wasn't amazing, but I tell you one thing I like about her: she's not like a size zero. Which I'm so tired of seeing all these size zero women and all these rom coms, and you know they didn't try to cover her up or anything. I mean, she's not huge or anything, but you know she's more average. Uh-huh. More on the average side. So I thought Knocked Up was cool. Of course, it was predictable. It's a rom-com. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sports in there. I missed that on a lot of sports personalities because I don't know sports. So that was interesting.
Right.
People who know the world of sports probably get a little bit more out of it. But I liked it. It was cool. And then it was cool because we got to eat freaking Yankee Noodle afterwards.
But then you
all have no idea what Yankee Noodle
Yankee
is.
Yankee Noodle tore up my stomach.
We don't know this.
I think so.
Anyway, so it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. And it then we also saw...
We also saw Ant-Man. We saw Ant-Man.
Did you like it?
Ant-Man was pretty good. So we saw Ant-Man down in Atlanta, right? So, this was also the weekend that Straight Outta Compton came out. So, the funny part is, when we went to see Trainwreck here in Louisville, we stopped by the gas station. We packed Renee's purse up with some good old gas station candies and whatnot. Because, you know what? Not paying that stuff at the movie theater.
I'm not doing that.
But we didn't do it for Ant-Man, which was good because when we went in the movie theater, they checked Renee's purse. And by they, it wasn't the people that worked there. It was the police officers to make sure Renee wasn't bringing in a gun to kill people.
Yeah, so I don't know if this is just in response to the latest violence in movie theaters or if that's a... If I remember right, we've been there before, I think.
I think it has something to do with the Straight Outta Compton thing, babe. Seriously.
I don't think it's... Jay, what? Why does it have to do with Straight Outta Compton?
Because... I don't know.
Are you being racist?
No, I'm not being racist.
What's it got to do with Straight Outta Compton?
Because, I mean, the gang banging and stuff like that, Straight Outta Compton was considered gang rap, babe.
They have lots of gang movies.
What?
Do you think they were checking the Scarface when Scarface was in the theater? Do you think that they're
no, man. So with everything else has been kind of going on with like just police brutality and all, you know, the tension has been going on lately. I honestly think that's just been
okay. I respectfully disagree, but that's fine.
Okay, that's fine.
So see, this is why.
So why do you think they were there?
I think that that's what they do. They just check bags at that place.
Okay.
No matter what the movie is.
Okay.
We should ask Deidre.
Okay. That's fair. We can call her afterwards.
And see if they always check.
I need to talk to Chris anyway.
Well, there you go. Bam.
Boom.
So I like the Ant-Man. I'm glad that they didn't focus the story on Hank Pym because he's not a very family-friendly character. So I'm glad they decided to go the minty route.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But yeah, so I enjoy it, but Marvel's been knocking it out of the box pretty much, so.
Knocking it out of the box.
Not knocking it out.
Go ahead.
So yeah, so tell me about your Warhammer thing.
Oh yeah, so this weekend we came back and this Saturday they had a scenario day, so this was my official second time of playing Warhammer, like for real. And so basically what happened was, give me one second because I don't know why, but Heroes of the Storm is patching. So went down Saturday around noon and played a little bit of Warhammer. And I had an absolutely great time. I played against Jim. And as Renee and her folks like to ask, who won? That particular game, I did win. And I can honestly say that my truck is 3-for-3 with running my enemies over.
Woo!
It's amazing. I'm going to start putting heads of my enemies on front of my truck now just to... for all the casualties that is taken out. So I had a great time. So thanks, babe, for letting me run down there and play a little
bit. No problem. Glad you had fun.
And then I also got added into a group of local guys here. It's a weekly game night these guys do. So since we've stopped raiding, which we'll talk about a little bit, that frees me up a little bit. And when it's okay with Renee, of course. I'll be going and hanging out with some fellas and playing some games, from 6 until about 8, but yeah. And then last night for television was the premiere of Fear.
The Walking Dead. So you and I had two different takes on this.
Right. I look at the Fear of the Walking Dead as a big old flashback series. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a flashback. But I think it would have been cool if it was done in Atlanta and you kind of saw the stuff before. Think of was it Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Mm-hmm. How they have like the kind of offshoot and they kind of hint towards the mainstream Marvel stuff.
So why do you think it should be in Atlanta though? What
because it's where the original Walking Dead stuff is what we're seeing. So it kind of relates to it from the fact that, okay, so just little droppings here where it may be like Carl's school, but you don't see Carl. It may be in like in a different class, and there might be something weird where you might see Carl walk by or something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the totally opposite end of you. I am glad they're nowhere near Georgia.
Okay.
I don't have to hear bad Southern accents, because apparently they think everybody in Atlanta sounds like a hick. I'm glad it's just somewhere totally different, because it's like, well, I've seen enough of Georgia.
Well, one, you also have to understand too that where Rick wasn't Atlanta. I mean, it was outside
Georgia. And let me just say, if the Walking Dead name wasn't on this series at all, would it have been as popular?
I don't know. I mean, who says it's still going to be this popular?
Would as many people tuned in? No. I don't think as many people.
I haven't heard
in.
A lot of people talking about it. To be honest, outside of my sister texting me, I haven't heard anybody else talk about
it. I'm sure a lot of people watched it.
And looking on Facebook, I didn't see what you would normally see as well.
So I felt like they should have been more into the action. Like, just because once this, I mean, because the crisis in Atlanta, after it started, it took about a month for things to devolve down.
Okay.
So this is only 6 episodes. So I wanted things to speed up a little more. They were, you know, at least something happened. At least they didn't end it and nobody got bitten yet. That would have been like, come on now.
So the weird thing is that, okay, so it's six episodes or 6 weeks, and they don't know if they're going to do a second season. And so if the 6 weeks, so the 6 episodes, I wonder, like, each episode is going to be like a day. Or, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, then if they did another season, what would that look like? I mean, because, shoot, they already...
Yeah, they aren't doing another season. I think it's just people already.
I mean, boom. Well, no, they talked about it on The Talking Dead. I mean, because, boom, they already... Somebody's already zombified.
And I don't like how they're focusing around the family. I mean, really, can we get any more cliche? With the whole family drama. It's like, I'd rather than focus on people getting their throats torn out. I mean, that's what Walking Dead at its heart is about. You want to see zombies killing people.
And not necessarily. That's what you want. So, I mean, I'm with Diddy.
In everybody's heart, that's what they want.
I'm with Diddy also.
Why would you watch a zombie movie if he's not for the gruesome?
See, Udella said that Diddy thought it was a good start. I did too. I thought it was bad.
It wasn't bad.
It was a good watch. I mean, I'm curious to see how it goes. There are some things that
I could have done without, but it was a good watch.
Yeah.
Just thought they could have sped up the bitey.
But then we're just gonna be in The Walking Dead if you speed it up.
That's fine.
Well, why?
Because that's the thing that people like about The Walking Dead anyway.
Quit saying people. Just say that's what you like about The Walking Dead.
Who liked the farm season of The Walking Dead the best?
Okay, you know, everybody hates the farm season.
You know why? Because everybody's standing around talking and a whole bunch of drama.
It's not that. I mean,
there was no action.
It was the whole season.
Then there was no action.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. People think they're...
People?
No. Yeah. I'm speaking for all the people.
All right.
All the people!
All right, Westboro.
So I have finished the Star Trek The Next Generation. Favorite character is still Deanna Troi. She's so freaking pretty. Do you know her hair is a hairpiece? I kind of guessed that because her hair is too pretty and it has to be that full and curly. But I love her. She's so freaking pretty. And it's crazy that it's over. 7 seasons of Next Generation. Done. But, course, you know me, start right back into another Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Everybody was like, it's not the same because it's a stationary thing. And I'm like, well, it's fine. I'm going into it knowing it's a stationary space station. It's a whole new thing, a whole new roster of characters except for a couple people. Plus, it's a black freaking commander. That's pretty cool. Sisko. Captain? He's a commander.
Oh, okay.
I think it's because it's not a ship. Or he just... Yeah, it's Commander Benjamin Sisko. But Udella, yeah, it's... I don't think it's a full-on wig. It's just a hairpiece. So her hair is kind of built around it. So,
and then, I think it's just the top part.
Yeah, I think it's just the top where...
It's just the top part of the bump, and then down, too.
You think it's down, too? Yeah, I think it's a long hairpiece. Yeah. I think. They should auction that off. I'd probably buy it. So Deep Space Nine so far, I'm in episode 2. It's not too bad. Just different aliens. The tech is a little better, so it doesn't seem so 1986. The 1986 ones are really bad. But, so yeah, I'm enjoying it. So, now World of Warcraft.
So JK said Commander is the naval rank right before Captain. So it's not because it's stationary.
Oh, it's just that he's not a captain. Yeah. So he's Commander Sisko. So World of Warcraft, our raid team has taken a hiatus.
Yep.
So
surprise.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing other things.
I blame Thraken.
We always blame Thraken.
Well, he was a key part, and he was kind of just like, man, I'm done. He was just like, I'm done. No ifs, ands, or but. I mean, it was just like, he's done. That was so wrong. I hope you're listening, Thraken.
But I don't know. I was just logging into Raid anyway. So what does that say about my love for WoW? Why am I just logging into Raid, not logging in to do any? I didn't even attempt to try to get flying. So, I don't know. It is what it is, but... we still talk to them, and Jay's playing games with them still, so it's cool. Speaking of games you play with them, well, you were playing a little game earlier and last night. What game was that?
The game that I'm playing is Rocket League. So
your kind of game.
Yeah, so I'm having a blast with it. It's like soccer, but with cars and stuff like that. So I'm really enjoying it. I really am enjoying it. So yeah. It's fun. I learned that I probably shouldn't play it before I go to bed because I just have to do one more match. So it kinda happened last night and yeah, didn't go too well. So I struggled this morning a little bit. So I love the way that she woke me up this morning.
Babe,
you're like, babe,
bam. I was wanting to try something a little different. How did that work out for
you? So you really were trying to do that?
Kind of. I did it, and then I instantly regretted it. I was like, maybe I should have done a gentler wake up. Like, babe, like I usually do. Babe, it's 6:24.
Well, it's not even that. It was just that you were like, it's kind of like this. Hey, wake up.
It's time not to get what up. I did. But
I mean, you know what I'm saying, though? I mean, it was.
You looked very confused and distressed. That's why I think I immediately regretted it. I was like, why does he look so confused and distressed?
Because I was kind of like, what the hell is going on?
I didn't sound like anything was wrong.
I was like,
hey, babe, time to get up. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And then you interpreted that as something must be wrong because the lights are on.
Well, one, I was like, damn, she just turned the lights on. It wasn't even like, you know.
Oh, you don't call me mean. I mean, I was just, and then I instantly regretted it. So, you know.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, to be honest.
I'll make you up gentler.
Well,
more gentler.
Well, I think if you had been like, hey, babe, without turning the light on. You know what I'm saying?
So, it's the light.
I think so. I mean,
you have a problem with the lights turning on.
No. I mean, wasn't that? I mean, it was kind of the combination of both. Like, if you had turned the light on. So, if you had turned the light on and you didn't say anything, it wasn't like.
I do that to Zoe. That's how I wake up the twins. I just turn the light on.
I mean, Renee was like, hey.
you know, that's how you interpreted me saying, "Hey, babe,
but when
it's time to get
asleep,
up."
When you're asleep, that's how it was. I mean, it was just chipper Renee.
Hey,
you know, it's kind of like lights. Hey, and you're like, "What?"
That's just because you don't hear the babies crying.
Well, I mean, so when I'm at home, it's really weird. When I'm at home and I'm using my mask, my CPAP, I mean, it's kind of like, boom, I'm out. But if I'm like somewhere else, it is the weirdest thing. And I think Renee gets upset with me.
I don't get upset. It's just funny that you never hear them.
But the funny thing is, it's like when I used to get up, like for other stuff, you'd be like, "Oh, babe, you didn't hear my phone go off. You didn't hear anything else go off.
I hear the babies."
And then I said, "Hey, babe, you know."
I hear the babies, though.
When you have the kids, kind of like that, you know.
You hear your phone when it goes off when you're on call.
That's when I'm on call.
When you get babies, you're always on call.
I know.
Dun, 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 dun.
So Renee's joking, but I think she's straight
She's
joking now, but I think there's some hidden meaning there, but she won't just come out and say it.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
So I've been reading a lot still. Slight pause in reading, but it's probably because what I'm currently reading. But, finished up The Interruption of Everything by Terry McMillan. It is exactly what I thought I was going to do. It is black woman midlife crisis drama.
I mean, I told you that when you told me when I saw who the author was.
Yeah, I knew that. So, that's her genre.
I think that's where this is all coming from. I think that's where all this is coming from.
Are you saying I'm in the middle of my waking me up thing? So
like
I'm in
that.
The middle of my life. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, man.
I'm 36.
So I'm 40.
Anyway, it's not where it's coming from. It was meh. Yeah, well, yeah. Terry McMillan. Yeah. Meh, Interruption of Everything, whatever. And all of her women have like money, you know. I'm like, they're all women and means having a midlife crisis. You can afford to like just take off and go on vacation.
Is it like reading a story by Housewives of Atlanta?
No, yeah, well, a little bit. it kind of is like that a little bit.
There you go.
But not all the time. Some parts of it.
There you go.
And so then I started and finished Stephen King's Joyland.
How was that?
It's not bad. It's not his usual horror type thing. But it was a quick read, so that was. Wasn't too bad. So now I'm getting back to a book that I started a long time ago. Eat, Pray, Love. You know, woman goes away to some retreat thing. I have to finish it up. Once I finish it up, then I have to figure out where I'm going to go. I might read Orange is the New Black because Jay got that for me for Christmas and I still haven't read it. He pointedly reminded me.
Yeah.
So
there you go. Take that, Renee. You're not so perfect now.
Babies.
I heard baby. I heard a baby. but yeah. So
what have you been reading?
I have been reading.
You read.
Infinity Roar book for a game I'm playing. Actually, I was reading the backstory on this this futuristic place. So it's been pretty good. It's pretty good stuff. So, the fluff is real nice. Reminds me a lot of Ghost in the Shell, a little bit. Been reading that. That's pretty much what I've been reading. I've been reading a lot of fluff stuff from Warhammer and Infinity. So, that's kind of what I've been reading for the most part. Nothing nerd. I mean, not nerd, but novel wise that you know, probably be like a New York bestseller or something like that. It is not a mini market purchase. I bought this when I was down at Virginia. My book, was from a local game store here and, I picked up my starter pack from the Virginia Beach game store. But I did make a mini market purchase for a pre-order for Infinity that was at Gen Con. So I'm waiting for it to be shipped. That should be shipped this week. So we shall find out if I actually get it. But I heard that they are going out now. So, but yeah. So that's what I've been up to.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Well, let's start to close out the show.
All right. Let's do it.
So we have some birthdays these 2 weeks. I want to say happy birthday to Abby Wessels. We didn't get to meet her in Artacular, yeah. And I really wanted to.
She doesn't live far from us.
Oh, she does? Awesome.
She lives in Ohio.
Oh, cool. Maybe we'll have like a mini meetup. My friend from when I was really little, Bethany, can't believe it. Her birthday is on the 26th. And Dwight Drinkard's birthday is also on the 26th. Jay knows him. I knew him when I was a little kid, but Jay accidentally met him when he was a little older, so that was cool.
Yep.
Jay.
My niece, Jocelyn Furness, her birthday is on the 27th. Nicole Coddington's birthday on the 27th as well. Our dog sitter, Miss Seeley, your birthday is on the 29th.
Miss Seeley.
On the 29th is also Jen Hardman. On the 30th, who I played Rocket League with, her birthday is... His birthday is on the 30th.
I was like, who am I missing? Leslie Victorine's birthday is on the 2nd of September. And my cousin Barbara J is on the 6th of September.
Yeah, if you want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast.
You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen this and past episodes at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
We'll say a huge thank you to the folks over at Pretty Lights Music for allowing us to use their music for the intro and outro. As well, thanks to the Andrew Allen Trio for their music that we use for our band music. And you know what? I just remembered. I need to go download that Star Wars Jazz album that we backed that they already gave out and I never picked up. So huge thank you to you all. Thank you, Valen Tavern, for being here. Thank you so much for your support. As Renee said, we should be able to record on the 9th. So you know what? We're going to try to make it happen on... No, it's not the 9th. That's the 7th. Wait a minute. The 7th is what it is.
Mm.
You must have been looking at some other magic calendar or something. But anyway.
Who? What?
You all have a great week. We'll talk to you later. Bye now. We'll be right back.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.